all is royal. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with instant illumination. All is royal. What does it mean that all is royal? Well, every person on the face of the earth, every being is a royal being. All are created divinely. All are magnificent. All are with all of the magic and all the goodness of royalty. Now, just what does that mean? What does it mean to be the goodness of royalty? Well, a king and a queen are considered to be royalty. The king and the queen of England, the queen of England right now, and her consort, they live their lives as a role model for the people. The people love having a queen. People love having that dignitary to be, so to speak, the ruler of their country. We know the prime minister does most of the work, but we know that the queen is there as a symbol. Now, does the queen make the world think that England is a wonderful place? Does the queen act in such a way that everyone in the world thinks that she's a very rich woman? Does the queen act in such a way that everyone in the world thinks that she is a magnificent person and that she has raised beautiful, dynamic, fantastic children? Oh, yes, that's what they think. Does the world know that the queen has made a few mistakes in raising her children? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That stands right out there, right out in front, and sort of is a black eye for her, but she doesn't let that bother her. She still maintains her dignity. She still maintains her queenliness. She still maintains that royal birth that she chose to call for herself, the royal family, the royal beingness. She is a queen, and she is always a queen. Now, can you and I be royal? Can we live our lives from the royal perspective? Can we live our lives as a dynamic, beautiful, wonderful being? Now, those of you who've had the privilege of listening to President Obama speak before the executives of London, of England, and heard him speak in Westminster Abbey, in Westminster Chapel, and as you heard him speak, and as you heard him give a beautiful, fantastic talk, you had nothing but the sense of great pride in this man. You think if anyone were capable of being a king, Obama has that capacity. But it's not superiority. It's that he is master of himself, and he is master of all the activities that he engages in, as is his wife. His wife really presents herself in a very fine first lady way. She's not a first lady like the Kennedy first lady was, or any of the other first ladies was. She's a first lady of a new age. She's a first lady as the president is certainly the president of a new age. Needless to say, the president is extremely a brilliant man, well-versed in everything that he does, and well-understood. He is a common man, and he's yet a role model of dignity and propriety at all times, even when he's playing ping-pong. But he's a magic man. He's a magic man because he likes himself. And because he likes himself, he knows that he is a role model for the people of the United States. He knows that the people of the United States respect him and love him, and he respects and loves the people of the United States 100%. In all his activities, he does whatever he can to be a benefit to the people of the United States, because that's where he is working. And this week he's over in Europe. He's working with peace conferences. And the peace conferences that he's working on in Europe today have him as a harbinger of peace. Everyone at the conference is going there realizing that certain actions have to be taken for peace. And yet Obama, in his simplicity and his purity, he says, in other words, there is now peace on earth, and it began with him. He thinks about peace on earth, and there is peace on earth. He thinks about harmony on earth, and there is harmony on earth. He is at this peace conference with the nations of the world, all the nations of the world, basically, except perhaps those who are in conflict. But he's at this conference, and he's at this conference representing the nations of the world, representing everybody. He doesn't say one country is right in their conflict and another is wrong. All he says is that's not the way we want to solve our disagreements. We solve our disagreements by facing ourselves, by meeting face to face and saying, now, just what is it that we want to do? And not is it right for us to do it or is it wrong for us to do it? There's no judgment in this. It's just, what do we want to accomplish? And so, as he meets with the people of the world, as he meets with the leaders of all the various countries, he is bringing to them the idea that he is not the judge, and he's not the jury for sure. He is merely one who is seeking to find peace, seeking to bring about peace. He first is peaceful within himself. He first is at home within himself. He first is the role model for that which he wants to exhibit, the Queen. She must be the role model for what she wants her children to exhibit and what she wants her country to exhibit. Any king would have to be the same way, and any prince. The princelings are so important to the royal family. The princelings are you and I, until we realize that we are the king and queen. But the princelings are you and I. We are the prince and the princesses of the royal family. And are we a good representation of the royal family? Do we represent the role that the royal family is expected to play in the activities of the world, of the country, of the city, of the nation, of the people? Are we a good representation? How can we be a good representation? We are a good representation when we like ourselves. When we like ourselves, we respect ourselves, and we respect our neighbor as ourselves, and we look at all the world, and we say, it is good, and it is very good. We look at wherever conflicts may seem to be, and rather than to see conflicts, we see a chance for balance, a chance for peace, a chance for harmony, a chance for right action to be taking place. And we say, all is in divine order now. When we approach any condition in life with the idea that all is in divine order now, all is in balance, all is in harmony, all is peace, when we approach any circumstance in life that might be a little touchy, you can be sure that balance, harmony, peace, right action, and all that is good result. You say, well, it's a tough situation. It's the bad. Now, life is often given to us as a tough situation. But the master doesn't look at the tough situation. He says, what do you want done? What do you want to experience? Do you want peace? Do you want harmony? Do you want to be rich? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be a healthy nation? Do you want to have all these things in right order? Then you put in your consciousness that all is in divine order. Because unless you are the one who is able to receive balance, harmony, divine order, wholeness, and goodness in your life, because that's who you are, you will never be able to know it. For it's only when you have learned to receive it, it's only when you have learned to be one as the purity, the goodness, the harmony, the right action, the truth, only as you have learned to be one as all these beautiful issues, only then Will that be a reality in your life? The war can end, and armistice can be struck, and other things can take place, but if the fuse has not been defused, if the fuse has not been put out, the war will reignite itself again on another front in another way, through another way that is very powerful and very hurtful. But when all the agencies involved in any conflict say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me, when all agencies of any conflict get together and say, now is the time for goodness, right action, and truth to demonstrate themselves in my world and in my life. When that is done, then we can be sure peace on earth is a reality. We can be sure that heaven on earth is here now. We can be sure that we, and here's the big issue, we can be sure that we are the ideal role models. And all the leaders of all the countries are ideal role models. And all the kings and queens and princes and princelings, all of the royal family, whether they're presidents or dictators or whether they're whomever, come to the conclusion that the most wonderful thing is peace on earth. The most wonderful thing is to recognize that all men join together in working together in harmony and goodness to accomplish whatever is for their highest and best. And as this is sought, as this is role modeled, demonstrated, as all people are seen as living expressions of the goodness that we desire, that goodness, which truly is already there, is demonstrated in your life and my life, is demonstrated in the world, and all men, all beings, our role model of the truth. We have the opportunity to be that now. We have the opportunity because we are a member of the royal family. We are a member of the royal family of the divinity, of the oneness, the goodness, the truth that all beings are. We are a member of the royal family. For all is royal, and all is beautiful. And all is fantastic. For that's exactly who we are. And that's all that we are, now and forevermore. Have a lovely day. Be peace. And know it's done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.